Get all the lifestyle news right here on T-Live.
Hey, what's up? Nice show on TFM here. Hey, what's up? It's me, TP here. All right, first up, let's make some durian egg cake. A very simple recipe. Take some durians, and what you're going to do is remove the seed, separate the flesh out, and mash them up. Next, in another bowl, add 6 eggs, 260 grams of those durian flesh, 2 cups of milk, and mix everything up. So you can filter the mixture over a sieve so that it's smoother and it has less chumps or clumps, and then pop it into the oven at 180 degrees for 40 minutes. After that, the durian egg cake is done. You can make it better by sprinkling some sugar on top and using a blowtorch, if you have them, to caramelize the sugar, so it's kind of like a durian creme brulee. The original recipe uses a lot of sugars, like, if not mistaken, 200 grams of sugars in a recipe, which I feel like it's not required because durian itself is pretty sweet already, so just stick to this recipe, TFM.
Just like T-Life.
Hey, what's up? Nice show on TFM here. Hey, it's DP here. This recipe is perfect for pastry and durian lovers, and you can do this at home. First, separate the durian flesh from the seeds and set them aside. Now, take a prata you can get from the market, cold storage, spread some mozzarella cheese on top, and then layer with a thicker layer of durian flesh, alright? Top it with more mozzarella cheese because you want that cheese pull and then cheese texture later on. Finally, take another prata and cover the whole thing and make sure to seal the side, like how usually pastries are sealed. Brush on some egg yolk and air fry at 180 degrees for 15 minutes. This cheesy durian puff is gonna be you and your friend's favorite for any occasion. TFM.
Ah. This is life, only on T-Life.
Whoa, nice show on CFM here. Hey, it's TV here. Now, for our last durian recipe for tonight, again, we're going to start off by separating out the durian flesh from the seed, all right? This is very important for every step. Then beat 2 eggs, set them aside. Next, cut up some breads into cubes and mix them with the beaten eggs. Make sure everything has been mixed well, the bread soaked up that eggs. Now, put them in your air frying mode and then air fry for 180 degrees for 15 minutes. After 15 minutes, you're going to have this kind of like a crust, you know, like a toast crust thing. Take it out and pour on your durian flesh that you mash up. Top it with more mozzarella cheese because it is a must, and pop it back into the air fryer at 160 degrees for 10 minutes. And your durian toast, or some would actually call this a durian pizza, is done. The recipe recommends you to drizzle some condensed milk on top before serving so that it's, you know, better, a little bit sweet on the outside. But pretty sure after doing that, you need to run for another 10 kilometers. Yeah, but definitely a recipe that you can try once a blue moon on TFM.